The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Happy Sunday,
Maz
everybody.
Is engaged. Maz is engaged, Australia.
Oh, wow, so much for a subtle announcement on the show this morning.
Our Maz Compton, Maria Zita Compton, is on fiance. She's engaged. Maz is engaged. This is not a fake. This is not a false alarm. This is not a prank. This is not a stunt. Maz.
No, this is legit. I did get engaged yesterday.
Maz is getting married.
Can I just share with everybody? I got proposed to yesterday by my fabulous fiancé, and I said yes.
Fiance.
And it was actually a really wonderful and magical day.
131060, if you want to call up right now and give Maz your best wishes and you want to congratulate her on being engaged, because our beautiful, wonderful, lovely, perfect and brilliant Maz Compton
Dan, stop it.
Is engaged to be wed.
This is the best. So it was an amazing day, and then my fiance and I decided.
Well, it started with you doing the show with your best friend Dan.
Well, that really had nothing to do with it. We decided that we'd put an Instagram post up at the same time of the same photo, and after we got engaged, he then told me that he'd sort of arranged a little bit of an engagement party. So I didn't have my phone for the rest of the day because
I missed invite. I didn't notice it. I must have missed it.
It's coming in from interstate. But this is one of the messages. I got so many beautiful messages. This was one of my favourites. All in capital letters. Maz, you better not be doing an Instagram stunt because I am very, very happy. And then this entire page of love hearts and love in emojis, and it was from Dan, and it just made me smile so much. I've posted that,
really?
A screenshot of that message on our Facebook because I loved your response because you're like, you better not be messing with me, girl, because this makes me so joyful.
I know. At first I thought it was a joke because
Why would I joke about that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That diamond ring is no joke, my friend.
Well, already the messages are coming in on our Facebook.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, guys.
One of our Facebook friends, Glenn, has said, congrats, Maz, on snagging a cute tradie.
He's a cute tradie. Oh, thanks, guys.
And the calls
lovely.
Are coming through. 13 10 60 if you want to call up and wish your best friend, Maz, a happy engagement. Or maybe you want to know some of the goss, or maybe you want to know what she's planned so far. Maybe you want to know what
I'm planning. Do you
know
what? I plan to do the Encyclopedia of Awesome, but you've hijacked the show, so I'm not really sure what to do next.
Let's just wait a second, because normally we go straight into Encyclopedia of Awesome, but what I would like to do is I'd like to take calls from Australia, because in a way Australia's best friend is getting married. Our Maz Compton people might want to ask about the dress or where you're going to have the ceremony.
I haven't even thought about it.
Where the question
was popped and how? Less than 24
hours. Less than 24 hours. It's still fresh. It's still lovely. 131060. Wish well upon Maz Compton, Australia's newest fiancé. Oh.
Thanks, guys. I can give you some details up next.
Juicy details.
That wasn't that juicy. It was just amazing.
I'm so happy, Maz. I'm so happy we're engaged. Oh.
We are not engaged.
Yes, we are. We're both engaged to your boyfriend. You and I were a package deal. We're a package deal.
He doesn't know that part yet, Dan. And he's listening this morning.
Oh, gosh. What dress will we wear?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060, if you want to wish our sweet and lovely and perfect and wonderful Maz Compton happy engagement. Maz is engaged to be wed.
Dan, did my fiance just send you a message?
He did, actually.
What did he say?
Well, I just said on air that if he's marrying you, then he's really marrying us. And he said, I'd be a very lucky man if you and Maz came as a package deal. And I said, I'm a lucky man to be marrying you.
What is going on?
We are getting married. Maz and I are engaged to Maz's fiancé.
You and I are not engaged to anyone together.
We are a package deal. He's marrying the Dan and Maz show.
Oh,
Maz, you got proposed to yesterday. 131060, if anyone wants to wish well wishes upon our Maz, or you can, you know, just jump on our Facebook. Belinda has messages and says, congrats, Maz. Love you, girlfriend. So happy for you.
Oh, thanks, Belinda. That's really sweet.
Or you can tweet us at Dan and Maz or put a comment on our wall. Or Maz, have you got, do you want to tell everyone how it went down? It was beachy.
I'll give you a highlights package. I thought that my now fiance and I were just having brunch with some friends at one of our favourite little cafes.
Oh, how wrong you were, my sweet angel.
I really was. So after the show yesterday, I went to the brunch spot, and when I got there, our friends weren't there. He wasn't there. So I rang and I'm like, hey babe, I'm here, where are you? And he was like, oh, I'll come and get you. Just you stay where you are. Don't stress. And as soon as he said don't stress, I was like, oh, something's happening. So I kind of twigged then that today or yesterday could have been the day. And then he came to find me and we walked through the cafe and out onto a boat ramp and onto a boat. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's happening today. So we got he sort of hired this little boat and we went out to this beach. It was just the two of us on this beautiful beach. And he asked me to marry him and I said yes. And then we spent the afternoon. He organised an engagement party as well. So
can't believe my invite got lost. I can't believe it.
It was a very intimate
affair. How embarrassing.
But after we got engaged and, you know, we're just having this beautiful moment on this deserted beach together, and I said, babe, I'd really love just to keep this news to ourselves so that we can just keep it really sacred and just really enjoy it together. And then we can tell people, you know, in a week or so. And he just looks at me and he's like, you were the last person to find out that you were getting engaged today, babe. He's like, I've kind of organised for some friends to drive up from Melbourne to see us today. And so he prepped me for like a mini engagement. So we spent the afternoon with friends and then had dinner with my mum and his brother and, well, my now brother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was really, he did a really amazing job. It was very, very magical. So I'm very lucky.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be male of honour.
To be what?
Mate of honour.
Mate of honour?
That'll be me. Tracy's called us on 131060. Do you have wishes of joy and congratulations for our Maz Compton?
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
congratulations,
Tracy.
Mazzy.
Thanks,
you're beautiful.
Darling.
And
thank you.
Dan, what are we going to do with you? You can come and live with me.
What, are you proposing to me, Trace?
Because three's a crowd, babe.
No, I'm a great third wheel.
I love her engagement.
Yeah, you make sure you look after her.
Yeah.
I love you, Mazzy, so much.
Oh,
and you're a great,
Tracy.
Beautiful person. And I
thank
just
you.
Wish you all the best happiness in the world.
Wow,
thank
two
you,
proposals
Tracy.
This weekend.
I Jeez. Love how my engagement has turned into like, let's hook Dan up with someone.
Yvette.
Like, let's get him off the market as well.
Hello, Yvette.
Oh, hi, Maz. All
hi, babe.
Honey.
Thanks so much.
I cheated out of a card one day, and I've kept it in my head all the way. May the sun shine. Hold on. May the sun shine over your future happiness together.
Oh, thanks,
Yvette.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Now you're going to make
beautiful.
Me cry.
Oh, Yvette.
Oh, babe, it's a very happy day. Thank you so much.
You haven't even seen a photo of the guy. He's quite a looker. That'll bring a tear to the eye as well.
He is a treat, and he is all mine.
Rebecca on 131060. Hello, Rebecca.
How are you going?
Are you in tears of joy as well?
I'm so excited for you, Maz.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Another feeling, like, today's my engagement party, so.
Oh, congratulations to you, gorgeous.
Thank you. I know exactly what you're feeling, so, like, congratulations.
Thanks, babe.
Hopefully it goes all smooth.
Oh, Rebecca, I'd be happy to be your mate of honour as well.
Oh, no,
I can't wait. I'm working on my speech.
Have a great engagement party, Beck. That's awesome.
Kane on 131060. Hello, Kane.
Hey, guys. Oh, my
Hi,
God.
Darling.
Maz, congratulations.
Thanks,
like,
sweetheart.
You're such an amazing person, and I've followed you for years. Followed both of you guys for years, and... Oh, my God, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very sweet of you, Kane.
Thank you, Kane.
This is really, really overwhelming and very lovely.
If you've just joined us, Maz Compton is engaged to be wed. It happened yesterday. 131060 if you want to wish her well in married life. We have Ashton on the line. Hello, Ashton.
Hey.
Oh, Ashton.
Hey, Ashton.
Do you have a message from Maz?
Hey, Maz, have a great engagement party.
Thanks, sweetheart. Thank you so much. It's a very lovely feeling.
Have the best time.
Yeah.
Maz, have the best time, all right?
I will. How can you not have the best time when you know that you're going to marry your true soulmate? It's the greatest. I feel very, very blessed.
I can't believe it, Maz. You, like, to have two amazing men in your life, myself and your fiancé as well, you're just spoiled, aren't you? It's a real... real spoil.
It's nice to have an amazing man in my life and you, Dan.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's a little bit later than usual this morning, but let's open up the encyclopedia of awesome today.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what's the best type of furniture?
Sorry, Maz. I was just thinking about love. Sorry. I was thinking about love because our beautiful Maz Compton is engaged to be wed. The question was popped yesterday.
Are you going to mention that?
How can I concentrate on the show when there's so much love in the studio?
It's because you're a professional, mate.
All right. Okay. All right. We do have to actually do the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
We do it every Sunday. It lives online at danandmaz.com. So if you're ever talking to somebody about what's the best such and such,
for example,
you can just look
what's
it
the
up.
Best spy or detective?
What did we lock in for that?
James Bond. Bond.
Yeah, I thought it was Bond. It is. 007 Bond.
What's the best way to eat potato?
I remember that.
It's not chips.
It
was mashed. We locked it in because you guys voted for it on 131060 or tweeting us at Dan and Maz.
It's up to you guys this morning. What is the best type of furniture? Yeah. 131060 is the number to call. You can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz.
Yeah. What's the best furniture? 131060, what is the best furniture thing?
I reckon it's a beanbag.
Beanbag, but it's got no back support, Maz. Have you ever been to the beanbag cinema? Oh, that was so cool. We're gonna do beanbag cinema, and then you go there and you're like, oh my god.
There's not enough back support in your beanbag. There's not enough beans in the bag.
Oh, you're just lying on the ground. You can't stare at the roof to try and see the screen. You've got to prop your head up with your arm. It's awful.
Somebody's stuffed that up then, because there's meant to be enough beans in the bag to support your back.
Gotta have your beans. What's the best item of furniture? 13,
what
10,
do you
60.
Think? What do you reckon, Dan?
I reckon it's the Lazy Susan.
I don't think that's a type of furniture.
I don't know. Then what is it?
I don't actually know, and I've tried to figure it out, but it's an attachment.
It's an add-on.
It's not a type of furniture.
The Lazy Susan is the round thing that sits in the middle of your table so you can rotate the table to everyone. It's like a turntable disc.
It's genius, but I think it's a type of furniture.
There's two reasons I like it. Number one is because...
it's got the word lazy in it.
Well, that's three reasons now. I like that you can get it at the Chinese restaurant because I'm a big fan of Chinese cuisine. I also like if you have a Lazy Susan, when you're playing board games, for example, Scrabble, you can rotate the table so that everyone can see the words the right way up on their turn.
Do you go to Chinese restaurants to play board games now?
No, if you have one in your house.
Who has one in their house?
Legends.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that was something you could get in your house. I just legit thought it was a restaurant thing only.
One of our Twitter followers, Michael, he's so into this topic, Maz, that he's tweeted us and said, at Dan and Maz, King Scissor Beth. And then he tweeted straight after, King Size Bed. He's tweeted so quickly, he's made multiple spelling mistakes in a three-word tweet.
King-size bed's good. Okay, well, we need to lock it in. So 131060 or tweet us at Danamaz. Yeah. The best type of furniture.
Be creative.
And we'll lock it into the Encyclopedia of Awesome next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something away into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best type of furniture?
131060, we'll lock it in. It's in there forever once you do it, or you can tweet us at Dan and Maz. Let's get right into it. What's the best furniture? We got Caitlin. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi.
What's the best furniture, Caitlin?
Best piece of furniture, easy, is the bed.
Why?
Bed, just in general, it's awesome.
Why?
You spend so much time in it, you can eat in it, sleep in it, watch movies, study, or just nap.
What do you eat in bed?
Studying.
Toast.
You eat chips or...
You eat chips anything. In bed, do you?
I eat everything in bed.
Do you mean hot chips or like chips out of a packet, like salt and vinegar
Both.
Chips? Both. Wow.
Is that how you live your life, is it, Caitlin? Wow.
You're a maniac,
babe.
I'm
a uni student. That is how I live.
Wow. The future is in safe hands.
Thanks, babe.
Don't eat chocolate in bed, because what happens is little fragments of chocolate melt into the haberdashery.
Hi, Glenn.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, mate. What's the best type of furniture?
I think the best piece of furniture is the puff.
The poof!
Is that like
the footstool?
Like an ottoman, a small ottoman.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's soft and fluffy and...
And it's a fun word to say. It's like when a magician makes things disappear. Poof!
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 Thanks, Glenno. We've got Billy on 131060. Hey, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Billy.
Really good. Best type of furniture. What is it?
It's got to be the chair. You can have a frothy in it. Can hold it for you. Can sit in it, supports your back, does whatever you want for you.
Yeah, there's some good chairs out there as well. I mean, you could even go various subsets of the chair.
Well, it's a bit just chair is quite generic, chair, but I like that. Yeah. It really, it's like the umbrella.
Oh, I thought you were doing best singer. I was calling up with chair. It's pronounced share.
Andrew.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, dude. What's the best type of furniture?
Down in Saturday morning, our hammock is the best furniture.
A hammock.
Oh, hammock is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, thanks for doing a shout out to us on our show. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Hammock is really
always,
good.
Always.
Thanks,
hammock.
Mate.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Stephen's also called up on 131060. Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Hi. What's the best type of furniture?
The bed.
Oh, another call. I think bed might have it, actually.
Popular.
Yeah.
Very
no, I've got a bed. It is a multi-use piece of furniture.
Yeah. Do you eat in your bed as well, Stephen?
Mate, I've got a cup. I've got a little holder for my beer bottle.
Are you having a frothy right now?
No. I'm out of bed. I'm an early riser.
Ah.
I watch the AFL on a Saturday night because when I say to the lovely wife, "Would you like to watch 3.5 hours of AFL?" She'll tell me to go somewhere else. Nicely. But now I've got a cup holder, I'll have a cup of coffee, or I can put my beer in there. You can sit up, you can lie down, got the ceiling fan, you can cool down, or if it's cold, you can turn the electric blanket on. It's great for little nanny naps in the afternoon.
It really is, well, good for a disco nap.
I can't think of, I mean, I've got recliner lounges and all that, but there's no comparison to a bed.
Stephen, have you been waiting a while for this phone topic just so you could call up and just give a
bit of time? Yeah, was it? Actually, I waited, then you hung up on me. Then someone rang back and said, "What happened?" I said, "You hung up on me." And they said, "Well, wait anyway, because there's a few callers before you, sir."
Yeah, well, you know what, Stephen? It's been a very popular topic this morning on the phone. So we're glad that we got you on, definitely.
Yeah, it's been a pop top. Yeah.
All right. And you can, I mean, you've got varieties. You can have bed platforms, you can have water beds. Big ones, little ones, on the floor, raised up, multi-purpose furniture.
Stephen, I'm so happy you called up. You'd like my bed. It's got drawers underneath
shelves?
It.
Shelves? What?
No, drawers that slide out.
For storage.
So, yeah, for storage.
Oh, that was... I'm so glad we spoke to Stephen.
I would love to cross to Blake in the phone room and find out exactly what happened with Stephen, why you hung up on him.
It could have just dropped out. I'm just glad that you had Stephen's number so that you could call him back immediately.
Yeah, before. No, I'm totally. Yeah, he was a valuable asset to this phone.
He really was.
Before we lock something in, is there? Do you want to make an honourable mention of
Yeah, yeah, totally. No, honourable mention today to the hammock. I've personally got one, and I spend some great afternoons in it. It's just perfect for everything.
Okay. Maybe just lean a little bit, maybe about 10 centimetres back from your microphone.
You're a bit hot on that mic, dude.
I'm a bit hot. Sorry.
Yeah, you're popping.
I didn't say you were hot. I said you're hot on the mic.
I'm just really excited about this phone topic as well.
Okay.
Winner? Do you want another winner?
Oh, yes. It's your bloody job.
Yes. All right, Maz. Just have another go at me. It's all good. Our winner, guys, is the bed.
There it is. Look at it.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
the bed
is the best
bit of furniture.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We definitely need to talk about the super moon. There's a super moon happening, guys. Tomorrow night, apparently, according to the article that I have, there's going to be a giant super moon, which just means that the moon will appear bigger and brighter in the sky than it has in almost 70 years.
Always, always good to stare up into the stars and see what's going on in our sky, the mystery of astrology in the night sky. Recently, I'm pretty sure there was some sort of Aurora Australis or something like that in the sky.
Sure.
We didn't give you a heads up on that, but we're giving you a heads up on this astronomical phenomenon.
Well, do you know the science word? This stuff.
Maz, do you know the science word for when the moon is the closest to the Earth? It's called the perigee.
Okay, cool.
The reason I know that is because of the movie Bedknobs and Broomsticks. And they went... filigree, apogee, pedigree, perigee.
Oh,
it was a spell to turn a man into a rabbit.
You're a strange kid.
Yep, and I googled what all those words meant. And perigee is when the moon is the closest to the Earth.
So it's just going to look super awesome. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of people just staring at the sky tomorrow night, just checking out the moon. Probably trying to take photos as well. And what you'll realise is that photos of the moon rarely work. Like
yeah,
they just do not come out
That's
the way
true,
that you
isn't it?
Think they're going to come out.
Yeah.
Because it always looks so much further away in the photo than to your actual
eyes. It just looks like regular moon.
Yeah. So even though the moon will appear bigger and brighter to the naked eye, it will probably just look normal in a photo.
Yeah. But everyone's got their photography mate who will make you stay out for hours trying to get the perfect snap and you'll be like, it's not going to look good.
It's just the moon. But it is cool.
And
apparently the super moon, so one hasn't happened for about 70 years. It's a long time. But apparently, you know, it brings political catastrophe with the super moon.
Oh, no. So maybe the super moon is what got Trump in.
Possibly. And can cause, like, havoc on Earth, like earthquakes, etc.
Is that true or is that superstition?
Apparently, like according to, I don't know, astrology and stuff.
Well,
when the moon's closer, it just messes everything up a bit. Because the Earth is 70% water and the moon affects the water and all. That's why people go crazy when there's a full moon because we're 70% water.
Doubt it.
We are.
I think we've moved from science into hokum now.
No, that's scientific that we're 70% water and the moon affects the water on Earth. That's scientific.
But it's not like the moon is pulling us up into the sky and that's why we all get a bit kooky.
No, but it makes everybody go a bit mental, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It does. You're always a bit moody around a full moon.
I'm just moody in general. I'm moody right now because of
is it the full moon when you're in a good mood? Wait.
Anyway,
does it work in the reverse for you?
What we wanted to know, 13 10 60, is what's the coolest thing you've seen in the sky?
Yeah, because tomorrow night there's going to be a super moon, and that is very cool. If you can see the moon at its biggest and brightest in 70 years, that's a bit of a moment. But have you seen something awesome up in the sky above? 13 10 60, you can give us a call, or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz.
Natural phenomenon, maybe. You've seen some sort of aurora borealis. Or Aurora, the Northern Lights. It's the Northern Lights.
Oh, just say the Northern Lights.
Aurora Borealis.
Have you seen the Northern Lights?
Went to Iceland to see them and just ended up staring at an empty sky for a whole night. It was really disappointing. It was really cold. Who would have thought somewhere called Iceland?
Over?
No, it wasn't even
why?
Clouded over, Maz. It just didn't happen that night. Paid money to see it. It wasn't even there.
13 10 60. What is the most awesome thing you've seen in the sky?
Maybe a not a natural thing, but like a physical thing.
Like a rogue blimp.
Or a cool bird.
We'll take your calls next.
Jan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We want to know what the best thing you've seen in the sky is. Because tomorrow night, there's going to be a super moon. It means the moon is going to appear bigger and brighter in the sky than in the last 70 years.
Look to the skies tomorrow night, listeners. And if no cloud, then a large moon thy shall see.
But if it is overcast, what a letdown.
131060, what is the coolest thing you've seen in the sky? We have Dan on the line. G'day, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, great name.
Good, thanks.
Tell us, what is the coolest thing you've seen in the sky?
So a few months ago, I was getting home sort of just after dark, and I saw this really bright light go overhead, and I thought, shit, what's that? And I popped online and looked at a favourite website of mine, and it turned out it was the International Space Station.
Oh.
What's your favourite website?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a little website called heavensabove.com.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say, weird they're talking about the space station on RedTube, eh? Heavens Above.
Heavens Above. And so it says it was an international space station, but it just looked like a little light in the sky.
Yeah, it basically looks like a really bright star that moves quite quickly across the sky. Mm. And it takes about 3 minutes to get from horizon to horizon.
Wow.
If it passes directly overhead, it'll be the brightest thing in the sky apart from the moon.
Mm.
That's
what
cool.
You can do is log onto this website, plug in your exact location, which you can pull up off your iPhone, and it'll tell you exactly when certain satellites are passing overhead.
That's very
and,
cool.
And
that's
exactly
really
where
cool.
And when to look for them. So you can sort of surprise your friends and tell people you're going to make them a star and all sorts of little things like that.
Yeah. Dan, would you describe yourself as an amateur astronomer?
Yeah, very much amateur, don't worry.
That's really
cool.
Interesting. I'm going to do that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan. We've got Elizabeth. Hello.
Oh, hey. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good on you.
We're great, babe. What's the best thing you've seen in the sky?
Well, I was actually living in Warrnambool at the time, and it would have been around about 2014, and there was a very strange cloud formation in the sky, and it was the shape of male genitalia. Now, I can tell you, I got my flatmate to come out and have a look, and he said, oh my God.
Did you get a photo?
No, but it was huge.
Oh yeah, whatever. Was it though?
Oh, nah. Elizabeth, that is fantastic.
Didn't even get a photo of Sky Knob. Oh.
Ash, hello.
Hi guys, how are you going?
Good. Oh, so far, great. We've heard space station and cloud shaped like a willy. Ash, what have you seen in the sky?
Nothing like a willy, but I was walking home very late one night, and I was with a friend, and all of a sudden, it wasn't specifically in the sky, it was everywhere. It just went like it shone like a really bright blue, like a flash. And when it flashed, everything that's white on your body, like your teeth and your eyes, come up amazingly white, like an X-ray.
Oh, yeah. Like an ultraviolet light. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. And then everything else was this bright light blue. We bolted home and I ran into my nan's room and just went, Nan! And she goes, did you see her? And we're all pretty hysterical. And she rang the Bureau of Meteorology.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there was no explanation for it. They know what happened, but they couldn't explain it. So
wow.
I have no idea what actually happened, but it was pretty scary.
Now, Ash, what do you reckon happened?
I have no idea. We could say aliens, but I don't know.
She said the A word. There it is.
It could have been anything, guys.
I'm going to put that down to aliens.
Yeah,
I reckon. If the bomb can't confirm it, it's because they don't want to, you know, incite panic.
Yeah.
So they don't want to say it's aliens.
Could have been swamp gas. That's
I reckon aliens,
say.
Definitely. There you go. Space station. Cloud-shaped willy. Aliens.
I love our listeners.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. down to Maz Weekends. Happy Sunday.
Happy Maz Compton Engagement Day. I gotta say, this isn't a joke. This isn't a stunt. Maz Compton, your boyf, popped the quezzy.
He did, and I said yes.
Just maybe like what? Like 21 hours ago?
Yeah, almost 24 hours ago, yeah. My now fiancé proposed. It was beautiful. It was
Waggle your finger around, Maz. Oh, look at that. Gosh, there I'm surprised is. You can lift your arm up with a rock that big on it.
It is a beautiful ring. So
gosh.
Very happy here.
Jump on our Facebook and you can leave your... you can leave your congrats. Claire has said congratulations. Ashley said congratulations.
There's been a lot of love. I feel very, very loved. It's
Jessica
really
says
awesome.
Congratulations. So much love. And you can see I sent you a lot of love yesterday on SMS.
Oh, I posted the text that Dan sent me yesterday. It's one of my favourite messages. I had a lot of messages yesterday. Dan's, yours definitely stands out. Go to our Facebook to see why.
So much love.
So much love. Up next, guys, you would have seen the video of the guy that got a sausage sizzle delivered via drone. I mean, what a legend.
Did your boyfriend propose via drone?
No, via
loser,
boat.
Dump him. No drone, dump him.
No get drone, him. Just, you know, a boat and a private beach. we are going to talk about that viral video up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to talk about the guy. You would have seen this video. Everyone's been sharing it over the last few days. It's this guy in a hot tub and he gets a drone to get a sausage sizzle from a Bunnings and deliver it to him. It's pretty awesome.
Well done, mate.
But he's in a bit of trouble with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority.
The sausage sizzle, the Bunnings sausage sizzle, classic Australian meal. He used a drone to get it from the sausage sizzle to his hot tub. What a champion. But apparently,
what a champion,
who would have thought
but,
it's illegal? Yeah.
Well, it's just because I don't think he has the right license. You've got to have a license to fly a drone. And there's actually some rules around drone flying, which have been put out by CASA, which is like NASA.
It's like the Australian crap version of NASA.
Pretty much. But, you know, like you've got to be a certain amount of distance away from like helicopters and flight paths and stuff like that. You need to be a certain distance from cars,
boring.
People and buildings.
No.
And it clearly flies over a car park at Bunnings and stuff like that. So CASA have cracked it at this guy.
Good on the guy, I reckon.
I think they've sent him a bit of a fine going, mate,
kids,
we love
I
what you've done.
You. I encourage you. Fly your drone around however the hell you want.
No, just if you're going to do it, just check out the rules. Like, you can still do it. Just don't go, like, super, super close to other humans. That's
I'm doing satire right now. I need to point out a disclaimer there. That was a humorous joke. I don't advocate the breaking of the law because that is against broadcasting codes.
I'm not against your personal brand.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit of a bad boy.
Codes.
No, my personal brand is follow all the rules, please.
Here's the thing. We reckon this guy, I mean... They haven't released his name. They're calling him Joe. They're like, Joe, not his real name.
I read Tim.
Oh, really?
So he's operating under multiple names. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I am known by many names.
We do think that this is the epitome of laziness.
Mm.
Because he has managed to orchestrate something in his life to ensure that he does the least amount of work for it. He just gets to sit in his hot tub and get sausage sizzle delivered via drone. Super lazy.
Lazy! However, Maz, when you think about it, he's actually been incredibly proactive.
I know!
It's the irony that I quite enjoy. In his commitment to laziness, he's done a lot of work.
He's
rigged up a drone. He's made a video of it. He now has to probably go to court or at least pay a fine, all because he wanted a snag in his hot tub.
We want to know on 131060, how committed have you been to laziness? Or somebody that you might know. This is definitely a topic to dob somebody in for, if you know someone.
131060, have you or someone you know gone above and beyond for laziness?
For example, we're not just after people that are like, you know, I just don't change my sheets all that often.
Gross.
I want to talk to the person that actually built a robot to change their sheets for them.
Like a Wallace and Gromit style robot.
Yeah. Lazy. We're talking hardcore commitment. Like, you've put in a lot of effort just to ensure that you can maintain a lazy lifestyle.
Okay, what about someone, for example, Maz, who would say be so lazy that they haven't changed the battery in their remote control because they can't be bothered, but they still get up every time to change, like to press the button on the TV to change a channel?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're asking. Your commitment to laziness, 131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to talk to you if you've made a solid commitment to being lazy.
Lazy.
We got that made.
Yep. Our audio guy, MDV, is a big fan of Britney, so he actually recorded that himself.
He did. He loved it.
Can we hear it again?
Lazy.
What
this
a lovely
inspired,
voice.
It's inspired by the guy. You would have seen this video across the week. It's from his YouTube channel. He sat in his hot tub while he flew a drone into a Bunnings car park to get a sausage sizzle delivered to his hot tub.
That was the biggest thing that happened in Australian news this week. Like in the US, they elected Donald Trump. That's huge. With us, it was like, yeah, just in my hot tub, droned in a snag from Bunnings.
He's in a little bit of trouble, though, because he didn't check out the sort of rules and regulations around drone flying. And I believe you have to have a license to fly a drone.
That's what we say. That's our motto on this show, isn't it, Maz? Always read the legislation.
Yes, we do absolutely say that. Tegan has actually sent us a message on our Facebook page. Yes. Now she says, CASA is the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, the rules of the sky.
Mm.
I mean, good on the guy in the hot tub for thinking of the idea, but drones have caused some aircraft damage and actually caused bushfire helis to be grounded. So honestly, he might have needed to check out the rules and regs for drone flying, but top marks for the Sausage Sanger delivery, and I agree.
Whatever, nerd.
I think that's a good summary of the situation.
This guy is a sky cowboy.
He really is. He's in a bit of trouble. We've got Leanne on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Leanne, have you made a solid commitment to being lazy?
Yeah, it wasn't actually me. It was my father. He was so lazy that he used to give me his false teeth and I'd have to go clean them for him.
Lazy.
He's not lazy. He's just a grot.
Wow.
Yeah, he was inventive.
That's a chore I've never heard of, to be honest.
Chris has tweeted us and said, I bought a remote-controlled light globe so I can turn the light on without getting up. That's pretty good.
Lazy.
I would like him to have that sort of in every room of the house, right? A different light in every house so he never has to get up. But then he's just got this whole thing of remotes. And then he's just like, well, I wanted to be as lazy as possible, and now I've been hoisted by my own petard.
Surely the clap on, clap off light.
Well, that would be chaos, Maz, if you had that for every light in your house.
That's true.
And if you're like me, I mean, I'm constantly getting rounds of applause from people. It'd be like a disco. All right, we wanted to take more callers, but apparently everyone's too bloody lazy.
Lazy.
Fundamental issue with doing a topic about lazy people. People don't want to call. We get it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Have you seen a celebrity doing a normal job? So whether they're still super famous or they've been off the radar for a little while, have you seen a celebrity doing a normal job? This has happened over in the US, which has inspired the topic this morning.
131060, your tweet is at Dan and Maz, and we've got a pretty loose definition of celebrity, as you will realise from this story.
That's right. A lovely lady, Brandy Barker, hopped in an Uber and got the surprise of her life when she realised that it was the guy behind the classic, "You've got mail."
You've got mail.
That guy. Yeah.
So I didn't even know this. His name is Elwood Edwards. That's his actual name. And his wife in the 80s recorded him saying that. And then that got accepted by the company that was commissioned to find the "You've Got Mail" voice. So anyone that used the internet in the 90s pretty much is familiar with that.
Yeah. Also, it's a movie.
It
starring,
is a movie.
I assume, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Correctamundo.
Is it? Yeah, great. Yeah, that was a guess, but every movie in the 90s, basically.
Yeah, the voice of the AOL male greetings.
How do you reckon that came up in the Uber?
Don't know, actually.
Do you reckon he was like, got any email alerts on your phone?
You've got an Uber. Yeah. And she's like, oh, that sounds familiar. I don't know, actually, but I've read that she did ask him to do the voice and he did it and obviously it would have probably sounded the same.
Do you reckon maybe he was lying? Like, he was going, yeah, I'm that guy. Because you could get away with it. Like, can we hear the audio again?
You've got mail.
No.
You've got mail.
Because then, like, no, she would have Googled it for sure. Which you couldn't do in the 90s. But now that you've got the technology to do it, you can look it up and he would have been like, I'm Elwood Edwards and the whole bit.
If I was an Uber driver, and I can't be because I don't have a driver's license, I never learned how to drive.
That is one career you absolutely cannot do.
Yeah. Well, legally. I could steal a car and just drive around and just... No, I couldn't actually because I don't know how to start it. But I would say something like that if I were an Uber driver. I would
make up
a story. I'd be like, yeah, I invented the blender. You know, I just say stuff like that. I just make stuff up.
My middle name is Nutribullet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Gary Nutribullet, inventor of the Nutribullet. Yeah, but I like to Uber in my spare time.
I've seen a celebrity doing a normal job.
Okay, that's what we're asking. 131060. What normal job have you seen a celebrity doing, especially if it's a prize? And this was
a number of years ago. I was just strolling to a cafe one day, and Ryan Girdler was making coffees.
Who?
He's an ex NRL player, the Girds. Ryan Girdler.
The Girds.
And the Girds. I don't think people call him the Goods.
No, but they do now.
But I totally recognised him. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I realised the cafe was called Girdler's Grind. And it's obviously his cafe that he's set up. And he was just doing the baristering that day. So that's a celebrity, especially in the footy world a couple of years ago. Celebrity doing a normal job. Made a really mean flat white. Not going to lie. It was really good.
131060. Really, have you seen a celebrity working a normal person's job? Maybe, you went to Harvey Norman and you were served by Russell Crowe, or Barack Obama came around and did your plumbing. I don't know. I don't know how you live your life. Oh, broken down on the side of the road. Who's pulled up? Michelle Pfeiffer. Thanks. I didn't know you worked at the RACV. Oh, Anya. I don't know.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is the number to call if you've seen a celebrity doing a normal job.
Yeah. For example, you could call up and say, yeah, I got an Uber the other day and it turns out my Uber driver is the guy who does the voice of You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
That guy.
That guy.
True story.
He's kicking about town driving Ubers now. So he's a celebrity of sorts.
The story broke this week. His voice is world famous. Yeah.
And he's doing a normal job. Yesterday was McHappy Day. So there would have been plenty of celebrities.
Flipping burgers.
Working the drive-through, flipping burgers, getting your soft serves yesterday. That's a bunch of celebrities doing normal jobs.
I'll have a cheeseburger, please, Nicole Kidman. Here you go. That sort of vibe.
But you would probably order a Big Mac on McHappy Day.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because that's the one that the charity... Yeah. That would be a real pisser, wouldn't it, if you went to McHappy Day and went, no, I don't want it.
I just want a cheeseburger.
But the charity...
That's
wrong.
So obnoxious.
Wrong.
We've got Dean on 131060. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Dino.
Good morning. You've seen a celeb doing a normal job.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, me and my missus were over in LA and we were at Hooters on the strip and...
Wow, you really treated her, didn't you?
Yeah, really treated her.
In one of the greatest cities in the world, you could take her anywhere. Honey, we're going to Hooters. You charmer, you romantic.
It was her choice.
Sure it was.
It is an experience. Hooters is something you've got to do once in your life.
You go there for the food, though, don't you, Dean?
Yeah, totally. It's all about the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lady that was serving us was from, she was in Saw 6 and Saw 3D.
She was the chick in Saw 6 and Saw 3D.
Yeah.
Do you know her name?
Kendra Howard, something like that.
Okay.
Sure.
That's the Hollywood story, isn't it?
We did have a loose description of celebrity, and that fits it perfectly.
That is, but it's the story
it's
of
like,
Hollywood.
It's the later episodes of Saw, which they're average.
Can I
they're
ask, average. Dean?
Okay. I haven't seen them.
How did you know? Did she, like, tell you, or did you recognize
her? We did not know at all until... One of the other waitresses told us everybody gets a photo with her. And she mentioned the movie she's been in. She was out.
Oh, it's so LA, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Every waitress is a dream.
Do a couple of dud sequels and then you're at Hooters flipping burgers. That's the LA dream, isn't it, kids?
It's Hollywood lifestyle.
Charis. Hello.
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 Hey.
Hello, it's Charis.
Charis.
Hi, Charis.
Hi. So we used to have Craig Horner, the Australian actor, working in our video shop in Concord, sorry.
What? Who's the actor?
Craig Horner. So he starred in Blurred, Australian film, and his most recent work is Once Upon a Time, where he's the Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
And did you say he's working in a video store?
Oh, he used to work in our video store.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, the real shock here is that video stores are still around.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Video Easy doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charis. Trent, hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Trent.
Really good. You've seen a celebrity working a normal job.
Yeah. Well, I think Chris Hemsworth I saw, actually. He must have been in getting a new surfboard or something, but I feel like he was doing some, like, you know, promoting and trying to sell that line of surfboards just, you know, while he was in the shop.
He's spruiking surfboards.
Basically, well, yeah, obviously, Australia, he loves the surf, I guess, you know, on the coast. And, yeah, he just was trying to sell them, like, giving a really good rap for the surfboard.
Where did you spot him?
In Sydney.
In my mind, he's standing out the front with one of those tiny amplifiers and a microphone going, come on down, people. You can't resist these bargains on these surfboards. I'm Thor and I love them. Like, when was this? Was this like last week or 10 years ago? Or?
No, it was probably a year and a half ago, maybe.
Oh, wow.
What is he doing? Is he just... Well, he
lives in Byron Bay, right?
Lives in Byron, but yeah, I think he must have been down.
What I was alluding to is that he lives in Byron, and I believe that he is a surfer.
Oh, okay.
And he loves the beach. So it would make sense that he would be buying a surfboard.
And he just got swept up in the moment.
Yeah, possibly promoting them, sure.
Maybe some of us just...
Other people that came into the store for that moment, he just gave them a really good rap.
Yeah, so people were like, Thor, you've got long flowing hair, what? You look like a bit of a surfy boy. What board do you recommend? And he's like, well, you can't go past the Surfmaster 5000 or whatever. I don't know. I don't know, Mum.
Dan clearly knows nothing about surfing.
Exactly. I would be terrible at it. But if you're going to get surfboard advice, go to Thor, not
me. That's right.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Before we let you get on and enjoy your Sunday, well, I hope you've been enjoying it so far, listening to the show.
Start enjoying,
it's not like,
folks.
Hang on a sec, guys. We're going to finish the show and then you can enjoy your Sunday. I mean, continue to enjoy your Sunday. We've got to wrap up all the news you didn't need to care about.
News.
It's so important they put it on the front of the paper.
Every single day.
But sometimes it's not news. Here's the news you didn't need to care about.
The US election still managed to give us news you didn't need to care about. Scandals that never happened. Maybe you saw a meme of this quote on Facebook.
If I were to run, I'd run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country, okay? I could lie and they'd still eat it all up.
It was fake! Donald Trump never said that. Maybe you read reports in the paper of this chant at Trump Tower.
We hate Muslims. We hate blacks. We want our great country back.
Fake! That never happened. Or maybe you saw Donald Trump get elected. Well, sadly, that did happen.
Closer to home, everyone went bonkers when a naughty new slogan was launched by a Facebook account called NT Official.
But our joy was short-lived.
See you in the NT may look naughty when you spell it out, but it's definitely not the new official Northern Territory tourism slogan. It's just someone who decided to print a bunch of T-shirts and sell them on Facebook.
And viral crazes reached a standstill with the mannequin challenge this week, which is literally just standing still and being videoed. Hillary Clinton, Destiny's Child, and even a postnatal Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian gave it a go. Oh, what fun. But here's the funnest part. You didn't need to care about it one bit.
And that's the news you didn't need to care about.
Here it is.
Huge news you have to care about is that Maz Compton is engaged.
Hey, thank you. Thanks to everybody for sending in such lovely messages and posting fabulous comments on our Facebook page.
If you want to share the love,
lovely time.
If you want to be part of Maz's love, get on our Dan and Maz Facebook page and you can wish her well there or tweet us at Dan and Maz. Maz, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be another good day.
Well, your fiancé is a real spunk, so.
Yeah, he's a real keeper. We'll catch you next weekend, guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.